Guess what? I'm doing an episode 3A of A1, Rediscovering Film, because there were a couple of sites that I forgot to mention in the body of episode 3, and I don't want to leave them out, so bear with me for a couple more minutes here. Hope you don't mind, because these sites were really, really helpful and influential to me, and one of them continues to be. So without further ado, let's get to them. The first one is the Film Photography Project. I don't know why I have trouble saying that. But Film Photography Project is a website and also a podcast. And they do occasional short YouTube video reviews of cameras. And I don't want to leave them out because they're huge. I guess they've been doing the Film Photography Podcast for a number of years now. They're based out of New Jersey. And while they have not done a podcast, I think they have been doing them monthly, twice a month for a number of years. And they seem to be a little delayed. I'm hoping they haven't ended the podcast because it's really, really, really good. Very, very well done. Much better than my feeble efforts here, I'm here to tell you. But Film Photography Project has, on the website, they have reviews by their regular staff and also guest reviews of cameras and camera gear, and they talk about the photography process a lot. They deal in different formats, film formats besides 35mm. They deal with medium format, large format, 110 film, APS. If you can imagine a film format, yeah, they talk about it at some point or other in their podcast or in print form, for want of a better word, on the website. So they also have a store where you can buy film and you can buy cameras. And they carry various film formats that you may not be able to find very easily at your local drugstore or online on some sites. And that's the cool thing about them. You can find, in addition to 35mm film, you can find 110 film, you can find medium format 120 film. I believe they were carrying 220 film as well for a while. I think they might have been sold out the last time I checked. And not that I have a 220 film camera, but I was just out of curiosity, just checking the website, looking at the various 35mm films, I thought, well, let me check out some of the other stuff. They also carry 620 film and I believe expired 620 film because it's not made anymore. And also, I think they even saw some 616 film, believe it or not. Large format 4x5 cheap film they carry. And even at one time they had some expired APS film cartridges, which was kind of cool. There was once a couple of APS cameras that intrigued me, but because the format is long dead, and I should say long dead, it's I guess it just was the major makers of film, Kodak and Fuji, stopped, I think in the sometime in the 2000s, I can't remember, a few years ago. But anyway, I don't want to not mention Film Photography Project because of all that they do and the information that they provide. And they're really, really great, fascinating, and fun podcasts. You gotta check them out because they're a great, great resource. If you're new to film photography like me, or if you are, you know, an experienced photographer and just want some information or some entertainment, really, check out their podcast. They're really worth going through. I hope that they're still making them because it would be a shame if they're no longer doing so. They're really, really, very well done, professionally done podcasts. Very impressive. Now, the YouTube site that I want to mention is, this is a vlog site, and it's a young couple. They're Americans, but they the first video that I ran across was related to my search for the Canon A1. The channel is called Wild We Roam, And it's a young vegan couple, and they're traveling the world. They were based out of Germany for a long time, but I think they've since moved to elsewhere, because I've seen some videos that they've done from a couple other countries. I think some from Poland. I want to say there's one done in the Caribbean somewhere. I think there was a vacation that they took with family. And anyway, they bought a Canon A1 film camera, and they taught themselves how to use it. And just the whole process that they went through was really, really intriguing and fascinating. And as they grew as photographers, the shots got better and more compelling and more interesting. And some of the later shots are really, really stunning. They now, of course, being, you know, they have a digital camera as well, which they use to shoot their videos. And some of the video work that's done on their channel is really amazing. They do some cool stuff, and definitely worth checking out. Now, they haven't done any film-based stuff recently. It's pretty much just, you know, chronicling their travels and their journeys, which is fascinating in and of its own self. But for film photography, they've kind of let that fall by the wayside for whatever reason. They're still worth a view, and watch the A1 videos, because they're really, really, I think, intriguing and fun, and as photography should be. You know, I know that it is also a medium, a field where, you know, people are making their living through, you know, fashion photography, weddings or whatever, portraits, that kind of thing. But for those of us who are hobbyists and looking to do this either for fun or for intrigue or for, you know, to satisfy a passion, you know, we have a different approach, and we can do more things that we want to do rather than things that we're required to do. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. If now, of course, if you can transition that into a career, maybe some of you are looking to do that. I don't know if I am or not. You know, could this be my final career before all is said and done? I don't know. Time will tell. But if you are interested in transitioning your hobby, your passion, into a career, there are so many sites, and there's so much information, and these kinds of things, you know, just weren't as readily or easily available in the pre-internet age, which I am a part of. That's what makes living in today's world so fascinating and intriguing and fun, because you have that ability to find things out, to learn things, you know, just from clicking a mouse or tapping on your phone. And I'm just amazed. I really am. I grew up as kind of a techie geek. I mean, things electronic always fascinated me, electronic or electrical or whatever. And I just love living in this world, because I can't imagine, I could not imagine as a kid that things would be this readily available. You know, you had to physically go to a library or go to a bookstore and purchase some books and if you wanted to learn things. And now you can just, you know, it's just a click away. Now, hopefully that information is, you know, genuine and real. Sometimes there is that concern that you're going to, you know, go down some false trails. But for the most part, the sites that I've visited and the you know, the videos that I've watched, they have been very helpful and useful, and I can't say enough about them, and that's why I did want to share those with you, because they've been helpful to me, and hopefully they will be helpful to you as well. So thanks again for sticking around. I appreciate it. And don't forget, Film Photography Project, their website, their podcast, as well as the videos that they occasionally post. I hope they're still doing it, because it's really worth the effort. And if by any chance someone from the Film Photography Project stumbles across this, keep going, guys. Keep killing it, because you really are. And newbies like me, thank you for your efforts. Really, you're a great resource. And to Wild We Roam, the young couple out there traveling the world, I envy you. And I still follow you. You're definitely worth it. And until next time, go out there and shoot some stuff. This is Juan, and thanks for listening. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.